free and bring up what you want. The number here, 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. And it's brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And once again, 855-450-FREE. JJ is out tonight. Normally he's with us on Thursday nights because we're doing a little shuffling. Mark, you're going to start taking Friday nights off. And so JJ is going to step in and sit in Friday nights with Allie, which will be fun.
You know how I like to party.
No, that's not why you're doing it, I don't think.
No, it just wasn't working out. Monday nights off.
So, now we're changing things up a little bit here. 855-450-FREE, again, the number here. You can bring up what you want. That's the point. Now, Mark, there was a story that we started last night that we barely scratched the surface on. It was the 4-year-old who the police have been, seeking for overdue library books. We can tell you more about that here in a moment. But first, to the phones and your thoughts, let's go to TSA George in D.C. on the amp lines. Hey, George.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, listening last night's podcast, I just wanted to say you guys were talking about this founder of PayPal setting up barges or something like that out to sea, and Mark was talking about how they would get fresh water.
Yeah, this Blue Sea project, bluesea.co, where they'll be building some sort of barge/ship/whatever floating platform on which entrepreneurs will be invited to live from around the world and then do their entrepreneurial thing. And it sounds pretty cool. But, yeah, Mark said that desalinization was a big process.
Just about every cruise ship does it. Right? That's all the cruise ships get their fresh water. What they do is they take the seawater in and then they boil it, and then the boiled seawater naturally converts to steam, and then they condense it into fresh water. That's what I was told when I was on my last cruise 9 years ago.
Interesting. You know, Mark, you said you looked into this. I mean, you didn't hear that technology?
No, I hadn't.
There you go. That makes sense, right? Because how would they be able to truck in enough water for a cruise ship?
But you got to remember, when I'm looking into this, I'm looking at essentially sustainable life on the open seas, and creating enough heat to boil water for a extended period of time isn't exactly a sustainable way of getting fresh water.
True, but they could always use those little miniature reactors
that
the Hyperion that Toshiba was doing.
Yeah, they may very well have enough energy to make that happen. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to, call in and clarify that for you guys right
Thanks
there.
Thanks for sharing that, George.
I got to get back to work.
All right, man. Well, have fun out there. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. You know, since he brought it up, I've got a related story here. And, Mark, I think you had something similar. We'll get to the 4-year-old here in a moment. But because we're talking about this idea of the entrepreneurs moving onto this platform, kind of ship, the Freedom Ship, if you will, blueseed.co is a website that we were talking about last night, where you can see some of these, initial artist renderings of what it could look like.
They've got some great videos there that anybody who's interested in this should watch.
So there was a discussion that was tangentially related last night about, well, what if you were to renounce citizenship? Now, of course, I don't believe you have citizenship in the first place, because to be a citizen means that you owe duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And we know that due to multiple Supreme Court cases, it's been made pretty clear that there is no obligation for them to protect you or an obligation for them to do anything for you whatsoever. So, therefore, there's no citizenship. But nonetheless,
it's kind of like they took serfdom and called it citizenship. So I could say, grant you the ability to fly. You wouldn't actually be able to fly. I'd just call it the ability to fly. And
right. Now
what it
heard.
Actually means is you pay me $100 a month.
So the question was, could they just make it so somebody is no longer able to come back? So, for instance, if you were to renounce your citizenship and go onto this Freedom Ship, that you would never be allowed to return to the United States, was your question. Could they do this? And of course they could, right?
I was pretty sure that they could, yeah.
It turns out, according to you, they already have.
Yeah, they've got some rule already, and the Facebook guy's name here who has renounced his citizenship, I guess his name is, do you have it right there?
Eduardo Severin?
Severin, that's right. Apparently, according to Section 212, 8 U.S.C. 1182, for those of you with a little pencil and some paper writing that down so that you can check it out later, former citizens who renounce citizenship to avoid taxation. And that's the important part. It has to be to avoid taxation. And there's another part.
Mm-hmm.
That's anybody who was formerly of the United States, an alien who was former citizen of the United States, who officially renounces U.S. citizenship, and who is determined by the Attorney General to have renounced their U.S. citizenship for the purpose of avoiding taxation by the United States is excludable.
So
you have to be big enough that the U.S. Attorney General cares.
So all you little people without billions of dollars or millions of dollars, you're not that important to the U.S. government.
If you go out on this freedom barge that Blue Seed is putting together, they may very well just take a look at all the U.S. citizen, former U.S. citizens who are out there and exclude them right off the bat. So
they might very well. Eduardo, I've got a related piece here. Eduardo Saverin's decision to leave the U.S. with his money but not citizenship has apparently touched a nerve in the Senate. Senators Chuck Schumer and Bob Casey held a press conference saying they were outlining legislation to prevent the Facebook co-founder from ever returning to the United States. Now, this is interesting that they're kind of duplicating what already exists. You said this was it U.S. code where this provision?
USC, yeah.
Okay, so there's already, I guess, the code is, that's the laws, right? I mean, code is the statutes of,
good enough,
of
right?
The United States. And these bureaucrats here, to give you some idea of what they're saying, he already has renounced his U.S. citizenship, by the way. And Schumer called Saverin's decision outrageous and labeled his tactics a scheme.
Well, now, let's not forget, this Schumer wants his hands on that $67 million that Saverin would get by Facebook's IPO. Mm-hmm. And I can see why this guy would... I mean, this is the equivalent of winning the lottery, this amount of money. Now, certainly he's going to win the lottery many times over, but... You know, why wouldn't he want to keep that amount of money? And if he wants to give it to good causes, then he can give it to good causes. Because we know that even if you're talking about feeding poor people, the U.S. government does do some of that, that they're the most inefficient organization out there to do it. So if you really do want to feed poor people with your $67 million, the last people you would want to give it to is the United States government. And besides, if you do give your $67 million to the United States government, there's no guarantee that they're going to be feeding poor people next year. There's a much higher likelihood that they're going to be running around trying to kill people around the globe who will then, in turn, wish to kill you.
Well, he doesn't mention any of that as his justification for why they want to create this legislation. He calls it outrageous, labels his tactics a scheme, as though what the U.S. federal government does isn't a scheme to enrich themselves at everyone else's cost. He goes on to spout off that Saverin has turned his back on the country that welcomed him and kept him safe, educated him, and helped him become a billionaire, as though the U.S. government was in any way, shape, or form a factor on any of those things.
I don't know that that's entirely fair. We know that some governments are more conducive to people making money, and some governments are less conducive. All you have to do is take a look at the governments around the world. I mean, you wouldn't say that the United States government...
Wait a minute. You don't get to call it helping somebody when you leave them alone. Like, if that's what they did was not mess with Facebook in the beginning, that doesn't mean that they helped him.
Well, if there were 200 bullies on the playground, and one bully kicked you in the chin less, that bully might say he's your friend.
Well, it doesn't matter what the bully says. Their vision of reality is not accurate. There's their vision of reality, your vision of reality, and actual reality, right? So, no. The other 200 bullies, if there's 200 bullies on the playground and 199 of them don't beat you up that day, they didn't help you out. They didn't do anything for you. Inaction is not the same as helping somebody.
Right. I mean, you could claim that if the United States government, with the depth and breadth of its reach all over around the world, you could claim that they're making the world conducive to whatever kind of money making schemes it is that they that people will come up with. So therefore, why doesn't the United States government just demand from the world's citizens whatever amount of money it is they demand?
And really, what's the big loss? If you move out and cut ties with the U.S. Government or whatever, if you do this dropping your citizenship thing, that still leaves you with 189 or however many other countries in which, political designations in which you could go and visit.
You can build a mansion in any one of these, lovely countries around the world. And
be happy to have you.
If you have a family or whatever, for $67 million, you can fly a lot of people from here to there.
There's more coming up here. And by the way, video conferencing just gets better and better. So if you have to meet with people in the U.S., you can just do it online. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. I'm joining you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there that they're giving to you for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites.
And freetalklive.com is a place you can go to do that. In fact, there are different news updates, for instance, that you can get from us, like email, Twitter, Facebook. These are different ways for you to get the latest on what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can find that over at news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go and get signed up for that information. That's news.freetalklive.com. We're actually handling a few things on the Facebook page right now, trying to iron out some bugs. I guess we made the flip to a new hosting service for our archives. And some people have been having some difficulty with the podcast since then. So we're working that out, trying to figure out what the problems are. If you're having trouble, you can always post on the Facebook page. And you can also post in the Free Talk Live BBS, where there's a specific forum, several forums, specifically for problems with the website. So please let us know if there are issues, and we'll definitely do our best to make sure they get ironed out.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise: incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I've used it to set up a will. You can do it for all kinds of legal documents, whether it's patents, wills, living wills, trust, trademarks, whatever it is you need to set up, whatever common legal document you need, LegalZoom.com likely has it. Now, they're not attorneys, but they were set up by an attorney. You can use coupon code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
We've been discussing the idea of citizenship, and of course it's nonsense, and what happens when it's renounced is apparently they'll punish you if you are wealthy by not allowing you to return to the United States. It's apparently a law that's already on the books, yet now two U.S. senators are proposing another law to be written specifically to address this, even though, Mark, you already cited exactly which part of the code this is. Of course,
come on. Senators don't know what the law is.
Of course not. How would they? How would they know this is already on the books?
How would anybody know? I mean, there are more laws in the United States than an individual could read in four lifetimes. How could the lawmakers even know what the laws are?
Absolutely, and either way, this is still a good opportunity for these politicians to stump and, you know, make themselves look like they, oh, this is a we are patriots, and this man is throwing us down the well, and shame
on
him.
It's not like we pay our taxes, and we'll hire illegal immigrants if we feel like it. I mean, you know, all the things that they want to go after somebody for, they've done.
Right, yeah, how many of these guys are hiding money from the U.S. government? So the story is over at money.cnn.com, where two senators named Schumer and Casey have come out with a press conference saying they are going to prevent the Facebook co-founder, whose name is Eduardo Severin, from returning to the United States at any point, saying that he has turned his back on the country that welcomed him and kept him safe, educated him, and helped him become a billionaire. This is a great American success story gone horribly wrong. And, of course, that's just nonsense. I mean, please. We already know the government doesn't have any obligation to keep you safe.
I'll tell you what the American success story is that's gone wrong. Washington, D.C.
They're very successful, Mark, at stealing money
from all
kinds
of
people. When were they right? When was it right to steal money from people?
Just
because that's what they've always done. They didn't keep him safe. That's just a story that the government tells you to make you think they're valuable, to make you believe that you somehow need them around, that if it weren't for the government, if it weren't for these men and women calling themselves the state, this monopoly on violence, that you would be just being gutted by vicious criminals at the moment you left your house. It's just nonsense.
I think that some people who might otherwise commit a crime might be dissuaded from committing that crime because there are law enforcers out there running around. I mean, I think that the possibility of being caught and quote-unquote justice being done to them does dissuade some of them.
But that's not what we're talking about here is the monopoly on violence, not the idea that there might be people out there who could catch a criminal, because there are always people out there who could catch a criminal, even in the absence of the federal government. First of all, the federal government's not out there, patrolling the streets.
They have tossed a lot of money towards local governments in order to...
It's money they would have had before in the first place. So there's no excuse for the federal government to exist at all. If you want to give some points to somebody, give it to the local cops, because at least they're out there looking for real bad guys in some instances. But either way, the money the federal government has, it has because it stole it from you first. Stole it from people like Eduardo and people like you. So again, please, the idea that the government is protecting you is nonsense. Any protection that they provide is coincidental or because some local cop actually did care about protecting you, but not because they have any obligation to do so. They have none. Go look up No Obligation to Protect if you've never done it before, and check out those court cases. It'll prove it to you. There's no obligation. So every time a politician starts spouting off about that, you know it's nonsense. So let's go on here. Severin and his representatives insist the Brazilian native did not renounce his citizenship for tax reasons, which of course they're going to do, right? Because if he didn't renounce it for, if he renounced his citizenship for something other than tax reasons, then in theory, he should be able to return. In a statement to CNN on Thursday, Severin said it was unfortunate that his choice had led to a debate based not on the facts, but entirely on speculation and misinformation. He says, I am obligated to and will pay hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes to the United States government. I have paid and will continue to pay any taxes due on everything I earned while a U.S. citizen. Still, it seems likely the move will help Severin escape some of the hefty taxes he'd have to pay on his Facebook stake, though it's not known exactly how much of the company that Severin currently owns. He owned 5% of their outstanding shares as recently as 2009. The Brazilian-born owner of co-founder of Facebook became a U.S. citizen in 1998 and has been living in Singapore since 2009, but the U.S. requires its citizens to pay income tax no matter where they live.
Yeah, and this is, by the way, this is, as far as I know, the only country on the planet that says that you can live in another country, you can work in another country, you can make your money in another country, you can do all of these things outside of the United States, but we still own you so thoroughly that you need to pay income tax on the money that you make outside of the geographic area that we claim for ourselves. I mean, it's ridiculous. Exactly what is Washington, D.C. doing for this Severin fella living in Singapore?
We're protecting you, educating you, and helping you become a billionaire.
No, no.
That's what he said.
That's what they did. So if they did do that, if they did do that, then they should have been paid for that at the time that that was being done.
Right. Well, I think that really just shows it's nonsense, right? The idea is,
and no other country does it.
Right. That they're just, it's just a criminal gang, and they just do whatever they want. Let's go to John, listening in Louisville. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
One thing that I haven't heard you guys mention yet that I heard in a newscast at like the top of the hour was one of the parts they're trying, another bill they're trying to introduce will deny you citizenship or deny you the request to revoke your citizenship if you cannot prove that you're doing it for tax reasons, or that you're not doing it for tax reasons.
Yeah, that's what this is about here, and we can tell you more if you want to stick with us. You can, John. Hang on. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More details on what scheme the U.S. government is up to prevent you from leaving the farm. It's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. You can enjoy them on us over at freetalklive.com. The mobile site, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com will take you there, where you can get quick access to our live streams, as well as the software that you need, if you don't already have it, to access those streams. Go to m as in mobile.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, Mark, you and the whole family are going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's right.
It's going
all
to be,
three of us.
It's going to be even more of a family-oriented event this year, as I understand it. Last year, there was already a curricula. There have been curricula for families, but it's going to be, I think, a little bit more prominent this time around. Did I hear that right?
Well, it's a family running it, so sure.
That helps, I suppose. And so that's it's going to be a lot of fun for people who are families, people who are single, people who are, you know, couples. It's going to be there's a lot to do. Everything from family events to the big gay dance party, which I guess it's your question. Whether that's a family event or not is up to you and your family.
I didn't see a lot of families hanging out there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And there are going to be musical performances. There are going to be games to be played. There's lots of agorist food sales and other vending things that are being sold without government permission, and of course plenty of camp-style activities like campfires and stuff like that. It's an absolute blast. It's most importantly to be around other people who love the ideas of freedom, people who understand what it means to be free. There will be hundreds of people who think like you there, if you're someone who thinks like that. And if you are, you owe it to yourself to see what this is all about. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com, where you can learn more. You can get registered there for $35 for the entire week. Now, of course, camping is extra, but it's just camping, so it's not like it's going to run you an arm and a leg. Go to porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and we'll see you there, because we're going to be broadcasting live every single night of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Money.cnn.com reporting on a new piece of legislation that a couple of senators are going to introduce that seems to pretty much mirror what already exists, because they probably have no idea what the law actually says, that will ban people from coming back to the United States if they leave for the purposes of tax avoidance, so-called. And John is with us in Louisville, Kentucky, with comments on this. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, John.
Sure. Yeah, thanks. So the way that I understood another part of this bill is they won't, they're asking you to prove a negative. So if you go and say you want to renounce your citizenship, they'll say to you, prove that you're not doing this for tax reasons.
That's right.
And if you can't prove it, they just won't let you leave.
Right, in the same way that in order to get your money back, if the police steal it when you're driving somewhere, if they take $22,000 from you, for instance,
right,
you then have to prove to them that the money was not used for drug purposes or
exactly.
Some illicit purpose.
Yeah, it's crazy, and I appreciate you for letting me say that, and I'll see you guys at Pork Fest.
Hey, cool. See you then, John. Thanks for the call tonight.
It's just more proof that everything that you have belongs to them.
That's right.
I mean, people don't want to look at it this way, but as a serf, you are bound to the land. And that's how it was then, and that's how it is now. He just said, you can't leave. You can't even give up your citizenship. What they want to do is you can't get up your citizenship unless you can prove that you're not leaving for tax purposes.
But you said they already did it. You said that this is already in the law.
Sort of. I mean, the United States Attorney General has to claim that that's the reason. They have to believe that's
so
the case.
So is this going to change it to where the government will
assumption is that you are leaving for tax purposes. And you may attempt to prove otherwise.
According to the news
shiftless
here,
bureaucrat. By the way, I think it was three times as many people gave up their citizenship last year as did like a few years ago. I mean, people, and I imagine wealthy ones, are giving up their citizenship in droves.
The proposal says that if a wealthy American seeks to renounce their citizenship, it will be presumed they have done so for tax purposes, unless the individual can convince the IRS otherwise, according to the bureaucrats.
Because those people are kind at understanding.
Right. If the person is unable to convince the IRS, they'll be subject to 30% capital gains tax on future U.S. investments, no matter where they live. Furthermore, they will not be allowed back into the United States, period, Schumer said. They could not set foot in this country again.
It's a big planet. I mean, I don't know. There are a lot of people that live very happy lives outside of the United States. I don't know. I mean, I was just watching. Are you familiar with who Anthony Robbins is?
Yeah, the speaker.
Motivational speaker guy. He doesn't like that terminology, but I don't know. Life coach, whatever. My wife was
self-improvement coach.
Watches the OWN channel a great deal, and he was on there. And he lives in, like, Tahiti or Pago Pago or something like that, like owns an island. If that guy never could return to the United States, I think he'd be okay.
Yeah, let's go to Artie listening in Maine, in Portland. Artie, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of March.
Oh, it's ironic talking about the veteran trying to get out of here. I'm going to talk about trying to get somebody into the country.
All right.
About 2 years ago, I went to the Philippines to work. I met a girl, and then the past couple years, I've been working on ferry boats, and they have foreign deli workers work there all the time, but I'm trying to get her a job over here. And for the last little over 6 months, we've been filling out forms, paying all kinds of fees. I've had to fly her back and forth to Manila to do these pointless talks and bring up, and, you know, just fill out some other forms.
What's the ticket cost?
It costs about $75 each way, and I've had to fly her a couple times.
From Manila to where?
Oh, she's in the Philippines still.
Right, but, okay, oh, I see. She's flying from somewhere in the Philippines to Manila.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So is she going to, like, some U.S. consulate there?
That's exactly what she's doing.
Got it.
And so she just did this, they call it an interview, and it was less than 5 minutes, and what she did is she walked into the consulate's office, and they asked her three questions. What's your name? What was your job? And where are you going to? What country and where are you going to work? And then they asked to hand over the papers, such as her visa forms and all that. And they took the forms, went to the back room, came back and said, okay, you've been denied. You haven't shown enough proof that you have ties to the Philippines that'll keep you here. And so she's been denied access to America because she hasn't been able to prove that she will go back to the Philippines. And we had a heads up that this was a possibility, so we had grabbed some other documents, some forms to try to prove that she'd stick around. And after that, she asked if she could show them, and they just moved on to the next person, didn't give her a chance to even prove that she was going to come back to the Philippines after her.
Okay, so at this point in the process, when she's been denied, you said you've already paid a bunch of fees. What? How much time have you guys invested in this, and how much money thus far?
We've been working on this since about last October.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been counting the money because it's kind of depressing. I just,
oh, yeah.
You know, every now and then I have to send her hundreds of dollars just for these pointless fees and the ability to have somebody actually look at the form.
Right.
And, but she's also losing money because she was accepted. She got her visa approved here in America, but she had to pass the interview process. But she got approved here in America in April. And so she's losing money because she only has a 9-month stay here. So she's
so wait a minute, I'm confused. America, wait, the U.S. government approved her, but it's the Philippine government that's not?
Well, this is the weird thing. So I went in and talked to the woman at the company who's in charge of hiring the foreign workers. And so the American government over here approved of her visa. But then when she went to go speak to the American consulate over in the Philippines, they denied her, so the American government approved her over here, they denied her over there.
Wow.
Ironically, and what's really sad...
Take a stab in the dark at the fees, though. I know you don't want to think about it, but just take a stab in the dark. A couple thousand?
I'd say, yeah, over a thousand so far.
Over $1,000 so far, and they've denied you, so in theory you have to start over
$1,000 to get some bureaucrat to walk into the back room and rubber stamp her thing denied.
Right, so now that it's been denied, are you basically having to start from scratch again?
Well, right now the company has their lawyers fighting for this because a number of Filipinos, she's not the only Filipino to be denied, and so they're fighting to talk to the lawyers and the American consulate to try and get them. So it's not a done deal yet.
Artie, good luck with your story, man, and thanks for sharing it tonight. Please keep us in the loop with how it develops. Appreciate your call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Eventually, they're going to make it so restrictive here that no one's going to want to come here anymore. We're coming up Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoying the features there as you go. Maybe because the whole site's free. If you like, you can support us, though, by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the shopping links you'll see there. There's Amazon US, UK, Canada. Click in the right one for you. And then it's your regular Amazon shopping experience. You're just entering through our portal, so Amazon knows that we sent them the business. Therefore, they'll send us a cut of the profits. So get your shopping done and get the usual Amazon deals you're used to over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. And another way you can help support Free Talk Live is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of stuff there that can help you promote this show. All right, as we continue here, we will, of course, take your calls about anything. And in other news, I think we've pretty much wrapped up this citizenship thing where they are threatening to, if you are a wealthy person, they're threatening to make it so you can never return and that you will have to prove to the IRS that you are not leaving, you're not renouncing citizenship for tax purposes. They will presume that you will, that they will automatically presume that you are leaving for tax purposes. So therefore, you will have to prove to them somehow. How you'll do it, I don't know. You'll have to prove to them somehow that you aren't leaving for tax purposes. Otherwise, they're going to continue to charge you.
I know what you could do. You could tell them that you're not actually a citizen, and you could show them the definition of citizenship in Black's Law Dictionary, and then they'll just say, oh, you're right, and let you go.
Yeah, well, that's what I think people should do. I think, look, if you want me to obey your laws, then prove that I'm a citizen. Just go ahead, prove it.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
they have to prove their case, right?
I understood.
To prove I'm a citizen.
I mean, there's this complicated thing that they call citizenship. I get where you're coming from, that they break their own rules as far as what citizenship gets is, and I get it. But, you know, I mean, it's nice to be able to come to the United States, especially if you're from the United States. Your friends are in the United States. Your high school, your reunions are in the United States, and your family's in the United States, and all this kind of. It's nice to be able to come here. So. Yeah, I mean, you could choose to renounce your citizenship right now and today. And then when you decided that you wanted to work in the United States or run a business in the United States or do any of these things that they don't think that a citizen should be able to do here, then they'll just kick you out. So, I mean, like, there's a reality behind this whole thing, the serfdom that they call citizenship.
Either way, if they want me to follow their rules, then they have to prove that they apply to me. Besides the fact that they've got men with guns in cages. I mean, ultimately, that's what it really breaks down to. That's why the rules apply, is because they're going to force you into their system, whether you like it or not.
Indeed, they will.
But, you know, if they ever do come after me, that's what I plan on pointing out. Whoa, wait, you say I owe these taxes? Prove I'm a citizen. I know you might have me checking a box somewhere on some form many, many years ago that says I'm a citizen, but that was done out of fear. You know, it wasn't because it was true. It was done because I knew if I didn't check that box, I'd have men with guns come after me.
It's proven. The fact is that you can be a citizen all... You can do your portion of being a citizen all you want.
That is, be of allegiance to them?
You can be of allegiance to the United States government. However, they don't do their end of it, which is an obligation of protection of you.
And therefore, the contract's void, as though there actually was a contract in the first place.
Right, but I mean, it's just clear. It's not what you've done, whether you checked the box in the past or not. It's about what they haven't done, what they said they were going to do, and what they haven't done.
So you're welcome to take control of the airwaves here. Now, Mark, there was a story that you got just barely like a line into the other night, yesterday, I think. It was about a four-year-old and library books. Do you have that story?
Yep. I've got it here from pittsburgh.cbslocal.com. From Freeport, the case of the four overdue library books and the little girl who borrowed them is closed, thanks in part to local police who were sent to investigate the case.
Well, but she was tough to track down.
Yeah, four-year-old Caitlin Jamage, I don't know. Books were due back to the Freeport Area Library on October the 19th, 2011. Until
Scoff law.
Yep, they were still in her possession. Library officials said after several attempts to retrieve the books, the case was turned over to the police, who made a courtesy call to the child's home.
I bet they were very courteous.
It's a rare incident, but it does occur, said Donna Mitchell, president of the Freeport Area Library Board. After phone calls and letters to the family, Michael admitted she alerted authorities and put the problem in their hands. I did turn over the file to the police department, she said. The library receives no federal funding and relies on membership donations and a secondhand shop to survive. We're here to serve the community, and we try to do it as best we can. And all we really want is to have our library materials returned. At a rate of 10 cents a day for each of the four books that were overdue, she had racked up a total of $81.60.
Now, you're not saying that libraries should be able to just let the books go out the door without any kind of consequence, are you?
I'm just saying that I don't think that the average person pays their property taxes with the expectation of some of it going to the police department, with the expectation that the police department is going to handle this.
That's where I think you're right on that. Obviously, there's an agreement, right? You sign an agreement to become a member of the library, and part of the agreement is that you're going to return the books when they're supposed to be back, and then otherwise there's penalties for that. But the cost of enforcement is the big question mark here, right? So Jason Osborne is one of the sponsors of this program. He runs SACL CAI. SACL CAI does collections. Would it really be worth turning over an $80 collections, bill to a collections agency?
I don't think so.
No, it certainly wouldn't. I mean, how much money did the police have to spend sending an officer or two out to this person's home? And what sort of investigation did they do? And how much time and effort money was spent on this? Was it really worth it for the, $40 worth of books or $10 worth of books that she had out?
Yeah, I think that there's all kinds of problems here. Libraries don't operate like businesses do. Now, this one
are private libraries.
There are, but they generally don't operate like businesses do.
True.
They're doing something entirely different. If it wasn't for homeless people and children under the age of 12, libraries wouldn't exist.
I don't know if that's true. There are a lot of library fans out there.
That's fine, but most of them like the idea of libraries.
You're saying they wouldn't pony up for it?
I would like to know, I mean, what percentage of the audience, and obviously nobody can answer this question for me, but what percentage of the audience has been to a library in the last year?
I have, but not for the purpose of getting a book.
Okay, what'd you go there for?
There was a meeting there.
Okay, and it was a political meeting, right?
No, it was actually a Cheshire TV board meeting.
Okay. So,
but they're having political meetings there, too.
Yeah, and the board meeting could have met at the Cheshire TV if they wanted
to. They could have, yeah. Okay. And the political meetings could have happened anywhere.
But it's an important aspect of libraries that they do provide some meeting rooms to non-religious organizations throughout the town.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, have you been to the library in the last year? And was it for either A, to take a shower because you're homeless, or B, to, take your kid to the library? Because my son loves to go to the library. He thinks it's just the greatest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And, my wife takes him on a pretty regular basis, no doubt about it.
But, and, would he love going to a bookstore as much as the library?
The bookstore in town closed down. Maybe because...
The corporate bookstore did, but there's still an independent bookstore.
They don't have the same kind of children's atmosphere that the
right.
corporate one did.
Gotcha.
So
he loves going to the bookstore because there's like some, kids stuff there that with which he can interact, some little games.
There's
or
all
something.
Kinds of things in the library. They've got puzzles and
yeah.
books and everything that you can imagine
gotcha.
Over there. They've got dollhouses and all kinds of things to do with the library. But, I don't know. I don't know if a library is a viable thing or not. I think that a lot of people want to be able to lend their books or whatever.
Well, if private libraries exist, then they must be viable, right?
They usually exist on foundations.
Okay. Well, whatever the reason is that they exist, obviously, usually there's
some big
donors.
Look, I'm not saying that you can't open a library. Go open whatever library you want, but don't yeah. expect me to pay for it. That's what I'm saying. Look, if I'm willing to pay, if my 4-year-old wants to go to the library, I'm willing to pay for the library experience
yeah.
if it's worth it in comparison to the other places that he might go and learn things.
Right.
But I don't think that the average individual who does not use the library, the 99% of your town who doesn't use the library...
It's got to be way down. I mean,
should
because
have
of the Internet.
To pay for it.
It has
and
to be.
And secondly, if the library has a problem with getting overdue books and can't handle spoilage or loss in the same way that other businesses can handle it, they should come up with another system besides sending law enforcement to people's houses to collect from 4-year-olds. Like,
right.
if it was worth sending a police officer to do this, wasn't it worth sending a librarian?
Well, they already said that they'd spent amount of time and phone calls trying to make
phone calls
back.
And
letters.
And yeah, sure, they've phone
so
calls
how much
and letters.
Money did they spend trying to get these books back? And maybe it would be one of those things, like you're saying, a lot of businesses have a loss, a percentage, a shrinkage that they expect to happen every single year. Therefore, they have to raise prices and a little bit in order
sure.
to compensate for all of that. And I'm not saying, don't call. I'm not saying don't go after them and find these people. But obviously, if they come back in the library, then you don't let them rent any other books out. Oh, hey, wait, you've still got these books rented out. You can't rent anything else out.
Or you can pay us this much for these books.
There you go. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And, yeah, does anybody actually go to the library who doesn't have kids? It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.